6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Beloved, if you seek the Lord, if you search for Him with all your heart, you will find Him. We often spend so much energy, we spend so much effort and time seeking things, seeking people, seeking money. We expend a lot of energy seeking affection, seeking approval on all kinds of things, things that are temporary, things that will pass away. But today, saints, my message to you is that we need to seek Jesus Christ. Before you seek the things of this earth, call on the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. I encourage you to seek protection under the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Seek tranquility from the Prince of Peace. Seek God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to be. I encourage you to seek, to call, to chase the one who commands millions of angels, the one who speaks and creates. Call on the one who has the keys to life and death in his hands. So whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation you're up against, God wants you to call on Him. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Psalm 50 verse 15 says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." And so, I want to encourage you. When you look at God's word, when you look at His promises, He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you." He says, "Abide in me, and I will restore you." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. So call on Him, whether it's day or night.
He who started a good work in us will see it through to the end. Reach out to Him by faith. Be constant in prayer. Be relentless in your faith, and watch Him move in seemingly impossible ways. Now, this isn't just a quick fix. There needs to be some persistence. You need some tenacity to stand strong in the Lord, to stand and believe, to stand and wait for what He has promised. Because when you stand, you're making sure that there is no temptation that can overtake you. You're making it known to the enemy that you trust God to have already provided a way of escape, even if you can't see it. You're guaranteed victory when you stand strong in the Lord. And the thing about standing strong in God is that it does take practice. It takes a maturity of faith for you to be able to stand strong as a Christian. You go through one trial, and God makes a way. You go through a tougher trial, and your belief is stronger, but it's tested. Yet God still makes a way. It's a maturing of faith, And one of the keys to growth in terms of your faith in God is that it takes you actually cultivating a relationship with Jesus Christ. He invites you to know Him. He invites you to seek, knock, and ask. But with that, your effort is required. You have to make the effort. You have to discipline yourself to read His Word, to pray daily. It takes daily communion with Him. You have to count your blessings and shift your perspective so that you're filled with thanksgiving for all that He has done. And here's why it's so important for you to do these things. When you make prayer your practice, when you practice not just reading the Word, but living the Word, when you appreciate God's goodness, then this renews your faith in Him each day. This is the maturing of the faith. By living for Him each day, when you then come to face tough times, His Word is ingrained in you. Prayer is a part of your lifestyle. You have a personal relationship with the Lord. This is when you can stand strong. This is the way you will fortify your spirit, so that when the enemy surrounds you like a flood, you will be able to stand strong in the Lord. I can assure you, when you have an established relationship with Jesus Christ, you will find that it becomes much easier to stand and be strong. It will become your default stance and posture to trust God or run to hide and find refuge in Him. So I encourage you today to start a relationship with the Lord today, so that when the troubles come, you will be able to stand strong in the Lord.
Examine what you tolerate. This is interesting because we all build up a tolerance for something. You exercise enough, your muscles build up a tolerance, and you need more resistance. You live in a dysfunctional environment long enough, and you'll begin to think that that's the norm. You'll even find that the more time you spend around a group of vulgar and foul-mouthed people, the more of a tolerance you'll have for foul and dirty language. This is the same with sin. You entertain the thought of doing it for long enough, eventually, you'll fall. Should you then compromise and continue to fall into that same sin, then you will find that your conscience becomes hardened. Your heart will become hardened. And if you tolerate it for long enough, that sin will no longer be a bad sin. You'll start calling it a mistake. You'll start justifying it. And I say all of this so that you will recognize how important it is to honestly evaluate yourself. And to be honest, I too had to get to a point where I looked at my own life. I looked at my conduct, my heart, my intentions. And I was looking at things like, do my actions match my faith? Do my words match up to the Word of God? Do I recite Bible verses, but when it comes to putting them into practice, I don't follow them? Does my life match up to God's expectation of a believer who walks by faith? And I encourage you to pray for the Lord to open your eyes so that you can really examine yourself. When you open yourself up for correction, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you more and more. You'll begin to see you can't live like this. You can't continue to live knowing the Word of God, but not acting like it. You can't continue to say you love Jesus, but hate Janet down the street. You can't continue to say, Lord, Lord, but secretly lust after your neighbor's wife. We have to examine ourselves because God is not to be played with. He's not a God you can just mix in with your stuff. You can't have one foot in the things of Jesus Christ and one foot in this world. Examine what you tolerate, saints. Because God doesn't tolerate a dabbler or a lukewarm Christian. He doesn't tolerate one who dabbles in a bit of holiness and then in a bit of sin. You can't just mix God in with everything else in the world. He is God above all. Isaiah 40 verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power? Not one is missing. Indeed, we need to reverence God. And we can begin to do this by examining our lives through the standard of his word."
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.